So it looks like some of the fast food restaurants are trying to put pressure on others to settle this whole wage thing that's going on across North America. According to the New York Times, seeking to increase pressure on McDonald's, Wendy's, and other fast food restaurants have organized a movement demanding a $15 an hour wage for fast food workers. And they say that they'll sponsor one-day strikes in 100 cities this coming Thursday as a protest to try and get those wages increased. As the movement struggles to find pressure points in its quest for substantially higher wages for workers, organizers say strikes were planned in cities like Charleston, South Carolina, Providence, Rhode Island, and Pittsburgh. I don't know. It looks like the 200 fast food workers that engaged in a one-day strike at more than 20 restaurants in New York City didn't quite get what they wanted. $15 an hour to work in a fast food restaurant, I guess, is one thing, but you got to wonder, the McDonald's and Wendy's and KFC and the others, what they're making and if they really could be improving the salary for some of those workers. Somebody's got to do the job. Now let's pay them for it. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.